This is Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities, taking a look at the cattle markets for Monday, August 7th. Well, cattle markets spent much of the week last week just working their way slowly higher until Friday, where you had a pretty good surge to the upside. So here we are once again in live cattle. We are taking or testing the highs here from about 3 weeks ago, a market that just refuses to give up on the upside. We get our pullbacks and then we chop around sideways, and then the market kind of turns the corner and starts to work its way higher. Feeder cattle appear to be much more interested in what the live cattle market is doing rather than the corn market. We've had quite a bit of pressure in corn, and yet feeders were pretty flat as the live cattle were flat. And then once live cattle started to move higher on Friday, the feeders followed along. In the cash trade, we were trading pretty much all week at around steady money with the previous week. On Friday, the report shows that we're trading around 188 on the Fed trade, which was up 3 from the previous week. Dress trade still up 1 at 295. Box beef was a bit lower, with the choice down 22 cents at 302, select down 183 at 276. The spread gained $1.61. We're sitting at 25.31. Movement was 121 loads. So for the week, box beef volume was 542 loads. That's the lowest we've seen in about 3 weeks. Slaughter rate on Friday, 113,000 heads. So a little on the light side there. For the week, we're at 607,000 head, 2,000 less than the week prior and 3,000 lower than a year ago. For the week, dress trade at averaging around 815 pounds, which is up 2 from the previous week and up 3 from a year ago. Total beef production for the week is estimated at 499 million pounds. So it looks like the dress weights are turning the corner from their seasonal lows and likely will start to work their way higher here over the next few months. The feeder cattle index was unchanged. We're still sitting at 244.94. So I think, you know, moving forward, the cattle market, it's relentless on the upside. The fundamentals are very strong. The economy is solid, even despite all the rhetoric and all the worries about inflation. The unemployment rate sits at, near record lows. And, you know, people are working, so they're going to continue to eat out, which often involves beef. Beef usually is well supported when you have a steady to strong economy, and we at least have a steady economy. Job growth wasn't as big as what the trade estimated would be on Friday, but you know, it was still higher, and you're still adding jobs. So I think that will continue to underpin the cattle market. And we're working our way through the normal time period of when you would see seasonal lows, and the market basically has just gone sideways. So that's going to turn out likely to be your seasonal pressure, and it just forms a base at from which you start that next leg up. So it's not too far away where we're going to be starting into the fall seasonal run, which is strong, and then you get another run into early December based on holiday buying, which if you're going to estimate, you know, given what we're seeing now and the strong beef demand that we had through an intensely hot summer, it bodes well as you get into the cooler season and especially into the holidays. Unless something comes out of left field, you do have a major war going on in the Black Sea. You got North Korea, you know, lobbing bombs here and there, you know, testing their artillery, all kinds of things that could come up. But given what we know today, it would strongly suggest that the beef market is well supported, is on solid footing, and getting ready for that next leg up. It's going to be tough, of course, because we're already at record highs. In fact, beef has put in a new high, just barely above the 2014 high. So you get into these nosebleed price levels, uncharted territory. It gets a little scary at these levels, but you know, again, the base of demand is very solid, and you're coming into a strong seasonal. So it would suggest the market will continue just to grind its way higher into the fall and early winter. If you have any questions, feel free to call 1-800-888-9843. This has been Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities.